Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. I read something about this song today. Yeah, Rapper's Delight. First rap song to reach the top 40 Billboard Hot 100 on this day in 1980. Crank that up a little more.
And of course, we're going to try to move your feet.
Legendary.
The brown, the purple, and yellow.
That's amazing. This song is almost 45 years old. Still slaps.
It is. Yeah. It's when they used to rap. They used to rap exactly to the beat.
Yep.
Which, well, yeah, that's funny.
No mumbling.
Come on. Now, don't badmouth Little Verdi Zerdy or whatever the boys' names are.
Little Verdi Zerdy.
Yeah. We got some bangers.
Dirty Birdie and Verdi Zerdy. Great collabo. Anyway, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Don't forget, there's an official Florida Panthers watch party at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park on January 14th. That is next Tuesday, week from tomorrow. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Little Florida Panthers official watch party. Before we get into it here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, let me remind you, the Hard Rock Bet app is the place to be for 2025. If you haven't downloaded the Hard Rock Bet app yet, what are you waiting for? Ton of college football playoffs. January, of course, the biggest college football game of the year to wager on, and you can get a profit boost if you bet on the national championship game. And if you're aware, the big game will be coming up soon, believe it or not. That's hard to wrap your head around. But Hard Rock Bet, they've got action for all the pro football playoffs, obviously wild card weekend coming up, and then the big game. And when it's time for the big game, Hard Rock Bet will be going all out, rolling out over 5.9 million in bonus bets and more. Grab supercharged offers like 59% odds boost, deposit matches, bonus bets, the whole week of the big game. Going to be here before you know it. Download the app so you don't miss out. It's the most fun day to gamble. You have just about action on anything. And if you want to give sports betting a try in the new year, the Discover page in the Hard Rock Bet app is a great place to start. You can see what other people are betting, or just choose pre-made bets. Lock them in as your own in just a few taps. Try your first bet on any sport, no matter what sport you bet. If your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. It's up to $100 back as a bonus bet for another shot. All you have to do to get started is download the Hard Rock Bet app right now, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. All right. Would you trade Solana, Tua, for Bryce Young?
Should have done it about 4 months ago, 3 months ago. I told you guys, should have done it.
No.
Not Tua, but the Dolphins could have traded for Bryce Young when they benched him a couple months ago. Yes or no? We talked about it on the show. Should the Dolphins trade for Bryce Young? You guys laughed at me. You
ridiculed me. I would laugh at you now if you're being serious.
You ridiculed
Solana.
Me.
I will ridicule you right now if you're being serious.
You blasphemed me when I said trade for Bryce Young. Not Tua for Bryce Young, but trade for Bryce Young. You could have got him on the cheap when he was at his lowest of lows, and you would have your backup quarterback right now. No questions asked. You would have made the playoffs this season had Bryce Young been backing up Tua Tagovailoa.
What?
Punch you in your face.
He looked great. What is there not to love?
He looked good.
In one game, Tyler Huntley looked great in one game.
Hawk, Crowder, go back and watch Bryce Young after poor Andy Dalton got into a fender bender and hurt his wrist, which is the funniest thing in the world. Bryce Young has looked like a quality starting quarterback in the NFL. Not great, but a quality starting quarterback in the NFL. That's his job next season. No ifs, ands, or buts.
So give up a first-round pick for a backup.
A first-round pick? No, nobody was offering a first-round pick. You don't think they would have done it for a first-round pick?
Carolina's, what, they're going to go six when they just drafted him, number one over C.J. Stroud?
We did this already, and we got Josh Rosen in return. I'm not doing that again.
No.
I'm
good with Tua. I just need some movement somewhere else. Let me give you this. Is it the groceries or the chef? But I just don't like that it's McDaniel Greer again and again and again running this team.
Let me give you this. Are you done with Tyreek Hill as a Miami Dolphin?
No.
Top five receiver. You'd like
for
them to figure out a way to make him happy and keep him here.
Yes, because he had, 1,800 yards last year. Same offense, same quarterback.
Solana?
I'm not done with him, but I am angry at Tyreek Hill today. And I think that the fan base has a right to be angry at Tyreek Hill today. He gave up on his team, which, by the way, he admitted to when he didn't need to. Like, had Tyreek Hill just not talked to the reporters or just not said anything about what he said? Like, hey, look, I was kind of banged up. They didn't think it was the right thing for me to go back in there. This wouldn't even be a storyline because we know he's injured and the game didn't matter. He willingly got in front of reporters and admitted to quitting on his football team. Right? He was pissed.
I think he was pissed by the last 10 games. I think he was pissed by the entire season.
And then to troll the fan base afterwards, to me, again, he's been doing it all season when it's just a miserable season. Right, but I mean, it's disrespectful to the Dolphins fans who are paying hard-earned money to go watch him play. I'm not done with him, but I do feel disrespected by him today.
Let me read you guys what Chris Perkins wrote in the Sun Sentinel about Tyreek. Miami Dolphins receiver Tyreek Hill started the season by getting detained by police outside of Hard Rock Stadium prior to the opener against Jacksonville. Hill ended the season by setting the Dolphins' world on fire. In between, he trolled and trolled and trolled some more, and nobody said a word to him. Not general manager Chris Greer, not coach Mike McDaniel, who will both be back next season, according to a statement released by the Dolphins after the game. Nobody says a word to Tyreek, ever. The Dolphins must understand this. This is Chris Perkins. Somebody needs to get tough with Tyreek. This has gone way too far. That takes us back to Sunday's season finale against the Jets. Hill, the best player on the team, a team captain and the league's number one player as voted by his fellow competitors, torched the Dolphins. He single-handedly started a dumpster fire and then walked away. Hill went rogue and selfish again by cryptically hinting a coach pulled him out of the game due to his left wrist injury. Hill didn't play in the fourth quarter Sunday. He at first claimed it was due to injury. All season, I've been dealing with a little issue. So, Hill said, the left wrist? Right, Hill said. So, coach kind of pulled me out. Hill then changed his story and cryptically hinted he pulled himself out after seeing Denver was beating Kansas City. Just one of those issues, man, that, like, you know, when you look up at the scoreboard, Chiefs are down. So, Hill said, his voice trailing off. For the record, after the game, McDaniel seemed to say no coach yanked Hill and that McDaniel was told through the headset by a coach that Hill was, quote, unavailable. Hill also cryptically hinted after the game that he wants out of Miami, saying there's a lot of things about my career I need to reassess just to see what I need to do to continue to get better as a player so I can continue to reach the 1,000-yard mark. So it is what it is. Was Hill trolling again? Or is he serious, saying a coach pulled him out of Sunday's game and he wants out of the Dolphins organization? Hill went on to say, quote, for me, like I said, I've just got to do what's best for me and my family. If that's here, wherever the case may be, I'm about to open that door for myself, dog. I'm opening that door like I'm out, bro. And we all saw the quote. Chris Perkins writes, what a freaking mess this guy is. I spoke to someone last week about Hill's poor leadership. That person told me there are things about Hill that Hill does that I don't see. I agreed, but I added that the things I do see are sometimes inadequate. Hill sets a bad example. Hill is one of the most intense players I've ever covered, practice and games. I've always said that. He's a future Hall of Famer. But Hill is not an ideal team leader, and perhaps Greer and McDaniel aren't the ideal people to be leading Hill. They won't say anything to Hill about his craziness. And this craziness involves the incident with the boat captain at Hallover Marina, the incident with the social media influencer, mysteriously filing for divorce and then withdrawing the petition, the house fire, trolling fans after the Houston loss, among other things. I don't propose the Dolphins should trade Tyreek, but someone must explain to him that his conduct is detrimental to the team and not becoming of a team captain. This team needs a culture change, and Tyreek must be part of that change. But someone must explain to him what being a leader entails. If this team can't get Tyreek in line, it'll never reach its full potential. And I'm not certain Hill will care.
That leader, we touched on it earlier in the show. The C on your shoulder and the leader, you know, whatever title, should not be about the best player on the field. It shouldn't. Leaders are born. Like, there's all kind of damn Denzel Washington phrases about leadership. It's not the best guy that plays that makes the most tackles and all that stuff. It's the guy that has the communication and that has the best, you know, the best moral ground of trying to communicate.
Moral compass. And he's also got the gravitas where people around him.
I was just going to say, Hawk, a guy that can take over a room. Like, I'll tell you this, because it's a name that will you know, it's magnetic to my – Zach Thomas was a great leader by example. Zach did not want to take over a room. Zach's not going to take over a room right now. Zach's my big brother. I talked to Zach a bunch of times, you know, probably every 2 weeks, me and Zach just talk and chop it up on the phone. Zach's a great man. Zach doesn't want to sit there and give y'all inspirational speeches all day. That's not what he did. Junior Seau wanted to pregame give you speeches, and you respected the on the field things they do. But that leadership thing, I'll tell you this, I was not a great leader. You have my pregame speech that we've played before. I had to go into crazy mode. So the dudes that's yelling F people and I'll kill their parents and he beat them up, punch them in the face. Like, that's not a great leader. That's not a great captain. Tyreek Hill should not be the leader of your team. He should be the leader of receptions. He should be the leader of receiving yards and touchdowns. And that's what you should use him as. But to say Tyreek needs to lead this team, that's crazy. It should be a guy like Calais Campbell. It should be somewhat offensively. And even, I'll be honest, I don't think Tua's a great leader because what I've seen in his personality. I know Jonnu Smith. Jonnu Smith probably would be a better leader than the guys that are balling, but just know how to talk to people, how to command the room, and how to communicate with other grown-ass men.
What I think is the most important point that Chris Perkins wrote there in the Sun Sentinel is McDaniel and Greer might not be the right people to have Tyreek on their team. And it goes back to what we started at 2 o'clock, Heat culture and Jimmy. I would submit to you, if Zion Williamson is going to thrive anywhere, it's going to be in an organization like the Heat, where Pat Riley's there and Alonzo Mourning is there and Udonis Haslem is there and Eric Spoelstra is there and guys who will check him when he needs to be checked. And the Dolphins may not be cut out for a guy like Tyreek on their team. And that's okay. Like, you can acknowledge that and say, you know what? He's not the right personality for the structure that we have here because we can't check him. And so I think Chris Perkins brings up a good point there. Someone needs to tell Tyreek this, 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 and this, and keep him in line. But if you're not structured to do that, it's going to fall on deaf ears.
Huh, we I say it to you jokingly because you'll tell the stories like the guy at Best Buy, Blue Shirt Man, where he kept trying you. And we've told stories, and I'll say the phrase, he saw pie. He saw pie. He saw a softy, and he tried him. Alpha males, if they don't see another alpha, they'll try you because they're alpha and they see a beta, and alphas are not going to respect betas. Tyreek's an alpha. If he doesn't respect you, he's going to try you. And that's the phrase of he saw pie or they saw pie. Tyreek, I'm not saying it, but to the point, if he looks at Greer and McDaniel is pie, he's not going to listen to a word they say or do anything.
It doesn't matter. Like you can say, you could sit in a conference room during offseason and go, yes, we definitely need him out there because he's a great receiver, but here's what we need him to do. Ain't going to work.
If I'll ask you this question. If Mike McDaniel tells Tyreek to stop talking, don't say anything that's going to undermine me, don't disrespect your teammates or disrespect this organization at all, I don't know if he'll listen. What if Dan Campbell said the same thing to Tyreek?
Right. You feel as if there will be repercussions. And by the way, when you try Pat Riley, when he says, hey, shut up, and you don't shut up or your actions don't connote shutting up, there's repercussions. Again, you can disagree with Riley, but the repercussions are going to be there. They're not hollow words when it comes from Riley.
And Pat, on the other side of it, speaking of the player, Pat can see pie too because Pat's an alpha. So he loves having other alphas on his team because they're great players, LeBron, Wade, Shaq. But they're going to clash, and they're both going to look at each other when it's that time, when it gets down to that time when we're discussing what's about to happen and I disagree with you. So what's about to happen? And nobody sees pie? That's when the problems happen because somebody is going to cower. And when two dudes don't cower, Tyreek's not going to cower. I don't want to say McDaniel and Greer are going to cower, but I think it's a better chance for them to cower than Tyreek.
But I think it has more to do with the fact that aside from repercussions, because, okay, the Dolphins are going to suspend Tyreek Hill. You know what I mean? He's going to say, okay, I dare you to do that because go win without me. In Kansas City, he might have felt that way, but now he knows what happens in a place like that. He has to stay in line because if not, they're not going to pay him. And guess what? They're going to win without him. And in Miami right now, Tyreek Hill feels like he's responsible for Tua's success. He's responsible for Mike McDaniel and his offense's success. And without him...
Hey, I came in here, I made things easy on you guys. I said Tua is as accurate as Patrick Mahomes. I said this is the place I want. I made it easy on you guys. And you rewarded me by my least productive year? Like, that's where that comes from. Solana's 100% right. That's where that comes. Hey, I'm Tyreek Bleepin' Hill. I came here and sang everyone's praises, including the organization. And you're going to reward me by throwing the ball over and over to Malik Washington and Jonnu Smith?
And to the KC point, Solana, I love it. It doesn't have to do with like the Dan Campbell comparison is physical. Dan's a big, strong man. Andy Reid, when did any of this happen with Tyreek when he was in Kansas City?
Well, I think it did, but I think Tyreek Hill.
What happened?
No,
none of these stories came out.
When Tyreek when Tyreek left Kansas City, I remember, aside from some of the off-the-field stuff involving Tyreek Hill and domestic stuff, which was all ugly, there were stories coming out of Kansas City reporters about Tyreek Hill and whether or not he was fit to be a culture leader and whether or not he was fit to be a leader in the locker room. There was. The difference is Tyreek Hill learned a valuable lesson. The Chiefs can win without me. But in Miami now, he's in a position where he feels like, you guys can't win without me.
Because you're playing without me, even though I'm out there.
2 for 20. That's what he got. This is a great lesson for Tyreek Hill, but I do think Tyreek Hill, and this is not even my MO to say it, but I think Tyreek Hill needs a very strong head coach and organization, not to check him, but just that he respects enough to shut the hell up. Almost like what, you know what? Tyreek needs a Pat Riley.
Right. And it works for a period of time, like it did with Jimmy Butler. It always wears off because it is what it is. They are who they are.
Look at Antonio. Point. And I'm not comparing Tyreek Hill to Antonio Brown.
No, Antonio Brown is the perfect example with Mike Tomlin.
But I think Antonio Brown is also a little bit different. You know. But just from the sense of before he waved off the field in Tampa, just from the standpoint of he was in the most structured organization you could possibly be in, and it was a dumpster fire. Then he went to an organization similar to the Dolphins, instability in Oakland, dumpster fire. And then his second and third chances were where? With who? New England? Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, as structured as you could get, a disciplinarian, a guy who will check you, didn't work. Then he gets another opportunity with Tom Brady again, more structure, more stability, and Tom Brady couldn't reel him in. He ends up disgracing the franchise, disgracing the game. Like, for some guys, it just doesn't matter who you have there.
It right, by the end. By the end. By the way, if it sounds like I'm defending Tyreek and calling out the Dolphins organization for not using him because people are texting in, what about all those drops? I'm not. I'm saying what Tyreek would be thinking, what Tyreek is thinking. I think he had a very off season, and I think he had a lot to do with it. I think he had a lot to do with it. He dropped a lot of balls that he normally catches.
Yeah. And Tyreek's still a top five receiver in this league. Talent-wise, even if he lost a step, and I've heard people say that, top five receiver in the NFL, I think he needs to be in a more structured environment with a structured coach. And to your point about Antonio Brown, I don't like the comparison because Antonio Brown's flat out crazy. I think Tyreek is just a he doesn't want to be told what to do. He wants to be encouraged what to do.
I don't think it matters though if he has a great season next year or not, like, or where he plays next year. I think there's a large section of this fan base yesterday that kind of said to themselves, like, bleep this guy. And if he wants to build that good faith back with this organization, it's going to take a lot of work because on top of the fact that Crowder, I'm telling you, man, there's a difference.
Game one, three touchdowns, 110 yards, and everybody's going to love him again.
I disagree, man.
We're commodities. Players are commodities.
It's so true. We hate someone. I'm telling you, if Jimmy Butler doesn't get traded, like Anthony Chang wrote during this 7-game suspension, he comes back and drops 30, everyone's going to love him.
Yeah. Oh, Jimmy argued with Pat. Oh, they hugged, though. Yeah, Jimmy's our dude. Yeah, he going to take us to the finals again. Come on, Solana. Needs to gain equity with the fan base.
Bro, real quick look at the headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
This guy admitted to cheating and then is trolling the entire fan base. Come to my store in Aventura. Oh, okay, Tyreek. Oh, yeah. That's what I really want to do today. Of all days, after we got blown out by the Jets, go buy some Soul Runner merch. Yeah, for sure. I'll be out there in Aventura. Guy.
Those shirts are a perfect blend of polyester and cotton.
Happens to be a great fabric. You are right about that. The Miami Heat, they play tonight. De'Aaron Fox is out tonight, gentlemen, for the Sacramento Kings. Second straight game he is missing.
Breadcrumbs.
Hmm.
Follow the trail.
The Panthers play. They're in Colorado tonight. They got the Avalanche. That's at 9. The Heat game is at 10 tonight, by the way.
Heat on 560, I'm guessing, and Panthers on 790.
Yeah, you got that right.
All right.
Is there any, Hawk, is there any like big Dolphins notes that I may be missing? I mean, I think we've covered kind of everything.
I don't think anything earth-shattering. Let's see.
Anthony Weaver.
You know, changed his avi on Twitter. So now it looks like he's Antonio Brown exiting.
Yeah. Any thoughts on Jimmy's mural being updated in Wynwood? I don't know if you guys saw that yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, updated is funny.
How was that Contessa? last week. Isn't that in Wynwood?
I believe it is. How was that? Or like Midtown?
Man, the Branzino was awesome. The Dover Soul was amazing.
Boy, that is, I mean, you're so non-relatable. The Branzino and the Dover Soul were excellent. Okay. Some of us are eating catfish, all right?
But Hawk, I was just saying, the fig and arugula salad was good, too.
Let's see.
You still got that tiramisu for dessert, though.
No, creme brulee, baby.
Anthony Weaver has had coaching requests by the Saints and the Bears.
Yeah,
nothing earth-shattering.
Anthony Chang did report today that the Heat are prepared to bring back Jimmy Butler after his 7-game suspension is completed if a trade does not materialize before then. Doug Peterson, Gerard Mayo get fired too.
I just don't see Jimmy playing like a lame duck player. I think it's going to be a problem.
I don't see Spo trotting him out there if he's going to just half-ass it. That's why I think he ultimately got suspended.
Yeah, I can't see that.
I think Jimmy Butler would be thrilled to go out there. Oh, okay, you're going to bring me off the bench? All right, watch that. You know what I mean?
He'll revel in it.
He'll lean into that role. And I think that's what was coming, which is why the Heat had no other option. But if you're Eric Spoelstra, you're genuinely trying to win games. You're trying to keep the locker room together. You can't let him go out there with that type of agenda.
Got a text from your attorney, Jimmy, the ticket wizard. Says, I'm walking around the neighborhood listening to your show. I'm far behind. When you asked Jimmy the question about if he went out to eat and he kept saying no, it may have been the funniest thing I've ever heard.
It's the truth?
Yes, no, I appreciate it. We appreciate the truth on this show.
The crazy part is, in the break,
Jimmy... Do you know what I was trying to do there, Jimmy?
Not a clue.
I was trying. I thought maybe you had gone to Costco to get a hot dog for $1.50. And you would have said, yes, I went out to eat Costco, because that seems to be your answer all the time. And I would have said, so you spent $1.50 on lunch. Do you realize you have spent more than the Miami Marlins have spent in free agency? Oh, you get it now. Look at that. He just got it. That's amazing. You don't know that's where I was headed with that?
No.
You thought I was just taking a detour to find out if you had gone to lunch?
I just thought it didn't make sense what you're going with.
Correct. Well, now I see the disconnect.
Hey, Jim, you remember that iconic picture of Wade and LeBron when Wade's running off with his arms open?
Right.
Yes.
Hawk, he was just throwing you an alley-oop.
If that picture is me and you, I'm actually standing on my head and you have a blindfold on.
he was throwing it off the backboard, you know.
I was throwing it off the backboard and you were playing hockey.
Went to lunch today? Nope. Here's dinner last night? Nope.
This is the best part. We go to commercial break. Jimmy spends 5 minutes telling me about his dinner last night. This guy had lasagna from Costco last night.
That's all I needed, Jimmy. All I need.
He wasn't paying attention.
Not at all.
All I needed.
Not at all. And by the way, according to my sources, the meat lasagna at Costco no longer available. Only sausage lasagna available at Costco.
Isn't sausage meat?
Yeah. Italian sausage.
Also meat.
But it's popular.
What? No, I'm pointing out, like, he said the meat sausage is no longer available, or the meat lasagna is no longer available, that sausage is available, but sausage is meat.
It's still meat, but it has the sausage instead.
Jimmy, sausage is meat.
Correct. The
meat.
It's not the ground beef, though, I think is what Jimmy's trying to get at.
Oh, they don't make the ground beef. Oh, trust me, I know what he's trying to
get. You're making me sweat in here because Jimmy is really uncomfortable.
Oh, Jimmy, you don't like the sausage, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Prefer the meat?
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, it's not easy having your mic on this much, huh, Jimbo? Huh? Yeah. All tensions on you today, huh, Jimbo? Not easy.
He got on that wool sweater.
Jack. It's comfortable, too.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. I didn't get to playoff schedules. I guess we can do it tomorrow, but start Saturday, Chargers, Texans. That game's in Houston. Steelers, Ravens. I'm excited for that. That is in Baltimore. If you want to figure out how to watch all these games, good luck, brother. You're on your own.
We're going to have to give you a tutorial this week.
Or a tutorial. Yeah.
And a tutorial. But we're going to, honestly, there are so many streaming services and networks involved in this, it's going to get confusing.
With the playoffs?
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that. Prime TV got one.
Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, right?
Yeah. One game Monday.
Prime TV
is on a streaming service that they haven't even invented yet. They have to invent it this week.
Wow.
Prime Video has the Steelers and Ravens game.
Prime Video, Steelers, Ravens. All right.
I got Prime Video. I got Netflix, and I got Disney Plus.
Perfect.
What will you be having for dinner during the wild card games, Jimmy?
I'm not sure. That's a good question.
Hawk, I thought they outlawed the website where you could watch a tutorial.
Funny. Or meat lasagna.
Jimbo.
That is your weather.
Like when I say, what are you going to have for dinner during the wild card games, Jimmy, you go, the meat lasagna from Costco. It happens to be great. That's a callback. It's funny. Okay. We'll take a break. And
God damn. Jimmy slapped his mic away from his face.
All right, we'll take a break. We're going to come back and wrap things up on this crazy Monday.
Man, leave Jimmy alone, man.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Everybody needs some Funky Buddha tonight for sure. Mm-hmm. Wait till the Heat lose by 40 again. Save one for the late night.
Lose by 3 or less.
Man, what an interesting Dolphin season it ends up being. And listen, I've been steadfast, I think, throughout the season, but certainly since 2 o'clock today. And you can be as unhappy with me as you want, but I'm getting what I want, which is they're running it back next season with Greer, McDaniel, and Tua. I'm good with that. And y'all will come to grips with it over the offseason. And trust me, you're going to be as excited in August as you were this year.
So just Greer's side, there's 32 guys that are going to leave a roster of 53. You're fine with him filling or addressing that need. You're fine with him addressing the need of the backup quarterback. You're fine with McDaniel still calling plays and game management and game managing, and you're fine with Tua knowing that he has a good chance of missing a number of games.
Not only am I fine, you're going to think I'm trolling. I'm good with it. I'm not just fine. Like, I'm good with it. I'm down with all three of them.
Buying the groceries.
You can lay it out any way you want to lay it out. You can do it a million times till Sunday. I'm telling you. I'm good with it. I got no problem with it. I have no skin in the game other than being a fan. We are not associated with the Dolphins. For anyone who thinks that we're radio partners, we're not. We have, I mean, zero. You do. You played for them. I have zero association with the Dolphins. I don't think they know who I am. I can't get free tickets if I tried, because I tried. So trust me, I have no affiliation with them. I'm cool. This would be my preferred option for next season. Greer, McDaniel, and certainly Tua back at the helm.
Easy 12-5, guaranteed playoffs.
I mean, I don't think you'll have to win 12 games to go to the playoffs, but they're going to the playoffs next season.
Don't worry. They won't. I looked this up. Last time the Dolphins won 12 games in a season.
Ooh, I think 08, 11 was one of the best ones we've had in a long time, and I was on that team, so I know that's a long time ago.
1990.
Okay, 11-6.
I mean, I got to look at who the schedule is up against. I mean, there's a lot of things. I think they're a playoff team. I really do. I think they're a playoff team. This year was an aberration, in my opinion. They got a little cutesy with Tua, I think, placing him on IR. I think they thought that they were situated at backup quarterback. Obviously, they thought so. They had the same guy that they've had for three seasons. I think they got a little cutesy in a couple areas. I think it was a wake-up call. I don't think it's going to happen again. I think they'll shore up the deficiencies. And I've got them at 17-0 and winning a Super Bowl.
Hawk, I'm really sorry.
The season ticket holder they won.
I'm really sorry that they lost yesterday, because five straight winning seasons would have been a great argument for you today, man.
Well, it's funny. Somebody earlier texted like, oh, what's McDaniel's record over these three seasons? Is it south of the Mason-Dixon line? No. I think he's like 28-23, 29-23. He's got a winning record.
Yeah, but he's 4-19 in challenges. Which is almost impossible.
He is me playing cash pop with challenges, man. Just coming back for more and never cashing one. Like, it's embarrassing what he does with those challenges. It's almost as if he's trying to challenge bad challenges. It's weird.
Didn't UM hire a time management person?
Clock management, yep.
Should we hire a flag throwing challenge man?
I think it's one of his greatest attributes. I love it. Yay.
That was ugly.
Is what it is.
I wish they would have won, and then Denver wins, and now you're like,
right, oh, handle your business. Yeah. Somebody else texted earlier when I was singing Tua's praises. Oh, so he didn't miss any games last season. What did he end up doing? I'm like, what did he end up doing? He set the mark for yards in the season for the NFL. He was the starter on the Pro Bowl, went to the playoffs. Like, you're not going to diminish his value by saying that, you know, he can't win a big game. It's a huge deal, and he's got to get over that hump, but he's not a bad quarterback by any stretch of the imagination.
We've talked about the big three today: McDaniel, Greer, Tua. I'm most confident in Tua.
Yes. Than the other yes. Two. I'm with you on that. Solana's got to be with us on that one.
Yeah, but we're setting the bar really low. Really low.
But just out of those big three.
Yeah, but I'm also coming from a position of the Dolphins have to keep Tua next year. It would be financially crippling. You're literally punting for the next 2 years, Solana, Crowder.
Not financial, not salary cap implications, dead cap space. Is Greer, McDaniel, or Tua better at their job?
Blind leading the blind. Give me Tua Tagovailoa all day, baby. Let's go.
You agree, Jimmy?
Sausage. Meat sausage.
That's exactly what I was hoping he'd say. I heard Solana say it to you, though. I don't know if meat sausage was the answer, but it would have been funny if you said, totally agree, the sausage lasagna is much better. But Solana didn't have enough time to craft it fully.
Meat sausage.
Meat sausage.
Meat sausage.
Since when do you click all the right microphone on that quickly, guy? What the hell?
Cheetah Pompano, great spot to watch a big game, wild card games, national championship games, or big fight cards on the weekend. They've got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Happy hour specials till 6, a full dinner menu in the evening as well. And like I say, if you're thinking about the weekend, a spot to pull up, watch some football playoffs, Cheetah Pompano. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. Get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. Larry Bluestein is coming up after us. Heat basketball tonight on 560 QAM with Alejandro Solana, and Panthers hockey on 790 AM tonight. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. Go Heat, go Panthers. We will speak with you mañana.
Meat sausage.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need, need, need.
Path, path, pus.
Take care, brush your hair.